It is Brexit Takeover Day in the British Parliament, a one-day exercise meant to float a variety of ideas about how or whether to leave the European Union. Reuters correspondent Michelle Hennessy has a report.
Lawmakers are due to seize control from the government around lunchtime. They'll then have the power to set the agenda. A debate will kick off in the afternoon. It's expected to last around 5 hours. By the evening, lawmakers will be given 30 minutes to record their votes.
Order!
Britain's bombastic Speaker of the House will select which Brexit proposals to vote on. Options could be leaving without a deal, a people's vote on the final Brexit deal, and even abandoning Brexit altogether. Lawmakers can vote for as many options as they like, and a clear outcome is by no means guaranteed.
That was Michelle Hennessy of Reuters. None of today's takeover votes will be binding. Big changes are planned for the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration. The background, the two fatal crashes of Boeing's 737 MAX 8 jetliner. All of this will be part of a U.S. Senate hearing today. Here is AP correspondent Matt Small.
The Federal Aviation Administration, under increasing scrutiny for its flight approval of the Boeing 737 MAX aircraft, is expected to undergo a major revamp of how it oversees airplane construction later this summer after questions were raised about how it manages inspections. The Transportation Department's Inspector General will reveal plans at a Senate Aviation Subcommittee hearing today, where he'll discuss findings of management weaknesses at the agency. The subcommittee will also hear from the acting head of the FAA and the nation's top transportation safety investigator. Matt Small, Washington.
For all the day's news every day, you can go online to voanews.com. This is VOA News. There has been another incident involving a Boeing 737 MAX, an emergency landing in Orlando, Florida on Tuesday. This after the Southwest Airlines crew experienced engine trouble on takeoff. There were no passengers on board. Save the Children says a missile Tuesday hit a gas station near a hospital in northwestern Yemen. 7 people, including 4 children, were killed. 8 others were wounded, and 2 are missing. Save the Children President Carolyn Miles said it appeared to be an indiscriminate attack in a densely populated civilian area and a breach of international law. It is unclear who fired the missile, but Saudi-led coalition airstrikes against Iranian-backed Houthi rebels have often hit civilian areas. Carolyn Miles calls Yemen the worst place on earth to be a child. An uneasy ceasefire appears to be holding in Gaza. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports that tensions remain high.
An unofficial ceasefire appears to be holding between Israel and Gaza's Hamas rulers, despite limited exchanges of fire. Schools in southern Israel have now reopened after late-night rocket attacks from Gaza set off air raid sirens, breaking a day-long lull. Large Gaza protests are expected this weekend, marking the anniversary of weekly rallies in which nearly 200 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli fire.
That was AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma. Thailand's main Phua Thai party says it has joined forces with 6 smaller parties to claim a majority of seats in the lower house of parliament and the power to form the next government. The Phua Thai candidate for prime minister announced the coalition today in Bangkok, claiming it had won at least 255 seats in the 500-seat chamber up for grabs in Sunday's general election. But even if Phua Thai holds on to its majority after the final results become official, it may be unable to form a government under the country's new constitution, which was drafted by the ruling military junta. U.S. President Donald Trump is lashing out at the U.S. mainstream news media, claiming they were being condemned around the world for their coverage of what he called the Russia collusion delusion. Mr. Trump argues that the 22-month-long investigation by special counsel Robert Mueller should never have happened. Attorney General William Barr's 4-page summary of the Mueller report said Mueller's team found that neither the president nor his 2016 campaign had conspired with Russia to help get him elected. But on obstruction, there was no conclusion reached, and Barr said the report did not exonerate Mr. Trump on that issue. Democrats are demanding the public release of the full Mueller report. President Trump's declaration of a national emergency along the U.S. border with Mexico remains intact after the House of Representatives failed to override his veto of a bill that would have rolled back the declaration. The House vote fell far short of the necessary 2-thirds majority. Gene Randall, VOA News.
Oh, yeah, they want all the